scriptures has schooled of us to stay alert and don't fall asleep. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "Awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Now, Elizabeth, being from England originally, they might have heard a story that was told over there a long, long time ago. It was in Century Magazine. I like to watch the History Channel and some of these other channels where they go back in history and they tell stories of people. And the article was called "To Build a Fire." And in the story, a man hikes the Yukon Trail along with his dog on sub-zero temperatures. And despite urgent warnings about the dangers of the extreme cold by those in Sulphur Creek, thinking he can light a fire whenever he wants if the cold gets too harsh. Now, the man's confidence and incident on thinking about all that, going it alone, leads to a point of reckoning. At the point that he decides to strike a match, he was unable to light the fire, and he needs it to survive due to his numb hands and fingers. Realizing his error is too late, he panics, soon falls asleep eternally in a snowbank. Well, last week we talked about knowing where your treasure lies, and we talked about the fact that where we put our value really matters. And when we put our attention on God, blessings and the fullness of life follow. So when we go our own way, believing that we can go on life on our own and nothing good come out of it and just go boom, 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 here, there, and yonder, Dr. Luke is telling us in Scripture today that when we see Jesus continuing with these conversations, noting that in order to stay in connection with God, we need to be continually nurtured in that relationship. That's why we come to church and our own personal devotions, because we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another. So we need, in effect, to pay attention to what God's doing, not only in our lives, but in our communities and in our world, and how God is moving among us and within the lives of all of those around us. Or as Jesus would say in the words of Dr. Luke, we need to stay awake. That is, we need to stay spiritually alert and keeping our faith fire burning. Now, the scriptures are filled with satire. I love satire. And scriptures are full of satire. Usually a kind of humor is mixed with horror. And that's the story, if you remember the story of Saul, king of the Jews, banning witches from the land, and then himself commanding the witch of Endor to conjure the prophet Samuel, only to receive from him the same bad news as he got prior. Think of old Jonah. You know Jonah's story? Jonah and the whale? Jonah stomping his, feet. And he didn't want to go to Nineveh, but God said, "Go to Nineveh, those people need to hear the good news." He didn't want to go. And flee by boat to Tarshish and a deep sleep below the deck, only to be wakened and followed by God wherever he goes as he continues the tantrum in the moat. And you know what happened. The old whale swallowed him and spit him up on the shore. So he had to go and minister to the Ninevites. Another somewhat humorous story involves a young Greek man named Echesus, who fell asleep during the Apostle Paul's lengthy sermon. That's why I only preach for 20 minutes or so, because I don't want you to all fall asleep and maybe go up on the second floor and fall off and hurt yourself. So
it's a long way.
It's a long way, yeah, I know. But luckily, he was resurrected, and Paul was given a second chance. So here's the story. On the first day of the week, we came to break bread. And the Apostle Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, he kept on talking and talking until midnight. Now, there were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting, and seated in a window was a young man named Echesus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on and on. And when he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story window and was picked up dead. Well, the Apostle Paul went down and threw himself on the young man and put his arms around him and said, "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." And then he went upstairs again and they broke bread together and they ate. So after talking until daylight, he left. And the people took the young man home alive and they were greatly comforted. Now, if you can imagine the irony of the Apostle Paul going on relentlessly preaching about Jesus' gift of resurrection and the importance of staying awake to the goodness of God, he preached until well past midnight. Meanwhile, Ephesus couldn't keep his eyes open and were his spirit engaged despite of the well-lit room. So just as we are to choose our place of value, has nothing to do with our wealth and money, so too staying spiritually awake and aware of God's presence in our lives has nothing to do with how many lamps that we keep lit in our homes. We want to follow Christ. We want to be Christ followers. We want to keep our souls prepared for all that God has in store for us. And yet, we know that sometimes all of us suffer from a bit of spiritual narcolepsy. It is far too easy to sleep away our lives during our grief and pain with easy escapes. I've experienced that myself when I was a young man and things would get too tough. I called in work and I can't come in today, I'm not really good. And I would just isolate myself and turn all the lights in the house and close the blinds and sleep all day long. Well, guess what? When I woke up, my troubles were still there. So sleeping away our lives with magical thinking and escapism may feel comfortable, a comfortable way to deal with the trials and tribulations of life. But, I love the buts and the ifs, you know, but Jesus calls us to something better. To accept the gift of life that he offers to all of us. A life filled with abundant blessings and peace and the kind of miracles that only he can offer you. But the sad truth is this. We want to believe in magic. We want an instant gratification and a responsibility-free life. And we love the idea of the Disney magical kingdom. I often wondered about that. People say, "Oh, I want to go to the magical kingdom." Why do you want to do that? Because I want to escape. I want to go into a dreamland where everything feels perfect and trouble-free. And I think you kind of do get that for a little while when you get there. A place where we can hide from the world and to sleep for a while, or dream away all of our fears. But this is not what living means. Life is more than just dreaming. It's time to wake up, to awaken to the truth of Christ, which he offers us much more than we can ever imagine. Awareness of God in our lives allows us endless possibilities of growth and potential in becoming all that we can be. You know, the U.S. Army had a little slogan, "Be all you can be and join the Army." Well, be all you can be and join the Army of the Lord. It's a blessing. To be awakened means to recognize God around us and all that Christ has for us. To be aware means to stay prepared to God and to bless our lives and have faith. Is in belief, not in fairy tales, but in the power and the gift of the Holy Spirit. The fire and the light, the gifting of life, full of miracles that move mountains and change minds. So when you dare to stay alert to the resurrected life that God breathes into you every single day, you will live the life in all its richness and fullness and abundance in this life and also in the life to come. That's the blessing that we have, the gift of eternal life, that all we got to do is believe. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into this world that we would never die but have eternal life. That's why I like to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul says in Romans, that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of the death, the burial, and resurrection, and the promised gift of Jesus coming again, we have something much better ahead. No more tear, no more pain, no more suffering to be in the presence of God eternally. But the best of all, I think, if you remain spiritually awake, no thief can steal the riches away from you that God has given to you. No bad news, no grief, no death, no determinant can enter into your heart or soul or remove the peace that God establishes within you. No one can destroy your relationship with God. God's armor of light will surround you, fill you, enable you to walk through even the darkest valleys of life with courage, with assurance, with confidence, and more importantly, with strength. God's presence in your life is a fixed and beautiful thing. A heart anchored in God will never drift away and leave one's life and well-being unattended. That's what the gift of the Holy Spirit is all about. Jesus said, when I go to be with the Father, I'm going to send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit, who will be with you always. And He is there. He walks with you every day of your life. You need to get to understanding and relate to Him. And every once in a while, just talk to Him. I need a little fuel for the fire, Holy Spirit. Help me get through all this. And your spirit and His spirit will connect, and you can get through all kinds of challenges of life. But you need to stay aware of God's presence. If you've ever dealt, with an insect infection in your home? A few years back, we had remodeled the old place, and the old place, even after remodeled, it was good, but after a period of time, it started to deteriorate. And I can understand now why Jesus said, don't put new wine in old wineskins. So remodeling that old place, it looked good for a while, but it started to deteriorate. And guess what? Next thing we know, we had these little bugs starting to creep into the house. And they're cute little bugs. They look like ladybugs, and they have little dots on their back and all of that. But they're not ladybugs. They're called Japanese beetles. And let me tell you, one bug led to another bug, and then another bug. And then next thing you know, back in our bedroom on the wall, it was covered with dead things, and they were walking everywhere. Well, I found some insecticide and got rid of them for temporarily, and then they all died. And so next morning, they were up there again. There was no end to them. Well, life was filled that way with unexpected surprises when you're not paying attention. Did you know, and Judy had found this out, because then maybe you have too, because she went back in her closet one time, and she got this shirt out that she wanted to wear, and it was full of holes. Did you know that one moth larva can destroy your whole wardrobe in 4 or 5 days? Did you know that a spider can build a web in your home in under 1 hour? Even under 30 minutes sometimes. So I go down to the barn every once in a while to do something, and I walk through a spider web, don't pay any attention to it, get rid of it, and maybe a couple hours later I go back to the same place and I have to go through another spider web. So it takes an alert homeowner to warn off all these issues or to fix them when they appear. So it takes an alert Christian to be aware of spiritual traps and to avert them before they set in and begin to destroy one's life. It takes an aware Christian to stay awake to God's gifts and graces, gifts of protection, mercy, and salvation, and the renewal that can keep fresh, life fresh and alive and new. And Jesus tells us that the awareness of the Spirit matters. He said, stay awake to my power and grace and presence, and that means that we recognize where our treasure lies. Not in going in alone and finding it in the worldly places, but in the investment in God and the wealth of love that defines God's kingdom. A wealth that no moth can destroy, no thief can steal. An internal inheritance that is entirely ours and entirely, completely, 100% free. So I close with this. No matter what happens in life, no matter how tempting things are to go astray, no matter how tired we get, and we all get tired from waging life's battles, don't fall asleep. No matter what monsters that you're dealing with, God's hand is stronger. God's light is brighter. God always wins. And I'll tell you how you can find this out. Ask Goliath. God always wins. Little David with a little slingshot against this big old giant Goliath. And God showed David how he can destroy that giant. And we can destroy giants in our life just by inviting God into our lives. And it's a simple prayer for simple people. Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and if you're everything that these people tell me that you're about, I want to have that relationship. Come into my life and be Lord over it. Now, there might not be no lightning strikes or anything like that, but I can assure you, if you have a desire and your heart is there to make changes in your life, and you invited Christ into your life, you don't get even peace if you're getting God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And He will always be with you. And little by little by little, your life not only changes, but the hope, the joy, and the peace that we have gets better and better. One day at a time. In Jesus' name, amen.